Lesson 5. Daily Activities 1. Part A. Micro-listening. Phonetics. Sound recognition.
Drill 1. Listen carefully. You will hear 10 pairs of words. If the words you hear are the same, write S in the brackets. If different, write D.
1. Bed. Bad.
2. Try. Dry.
3. Tell. Tell.
4. Poor. Poor.
5. Hat. Hut.
6. Bear. Beer.
7. Send. Send.
8. Lead. Lid.
9. Cap. Cup.
10. Rat. Rate. Drill 2. You will hear 10 sentences. In each sentence, there is a word to another word in sound. The two confusing words are given in the brackets. Listen carefully and underline the word you hear.
1. Please fill the bag.
2. I suddenly fell ill.
3. Helen has got the meal ready.
4. Can you taste it?
5. Pass me the soap, please.
6. Tom is washing his car outside.
7. Are you waiting for the bus?
8. Will you show me the shirt you bought yesterday?
9. Is it cold?
10. You wanted to sail the boat.
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue 1. I'm going for a walk. Now listen to the dialogue.
Hello, Mary. Why are you standing here in the cold wind?
I'm waiting for a bus. But the buses are very full at this time of the day.
Where are you going? This isn't your way home. You must take a bus from the other side of the street to go home.
But I'm not going home now. I'm going for a walk in the park.
Going for a walk in such cold weather?
I always like to go for a walk before supper.
I see. Then why are you going by bus? Why not go to the park on foot? It isn't very far from here.
Oh, no, Bill. But it isn't very interesting to walk through the street. In fact, it's very boring. So I always take a number 3 bus to go to the park.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each of the following questions.
Hello, Mary. Why are you standing here in the cold wind?
I'm waiting for a bus. But the buses are very full at this time of the day.
Where are you going? this isn't your way home. You must take a bus from the other side of the street to go home.
But I'm not going home now. I'm going for a walk in the park.
Going for a walk in such cold weather?
I always like to go for a walk before supper.
I see. Then why are you going by bus? Why not go to the park on foot? It isn't very far from here.
Oh, no, Bill. But it isn't very interesting to walk through the street. In fact, it's very boring. So I always take a number 3 bus to go to the park.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and complete the following sentences with the words you hear.
Hello, Mary. Why are you standing here in the cold wind?
I'm waiting for a bus, but the buses are very full at this time of the day.
Where are you going? This isn't your way home. You must take a bus from the other side of the street to go home.
But I'm not going home now. I'm going for a walk in the park.
Going for a walk in such cold weather?
I always like to go for a walk before supper.
I see. Then why are you going by bus? Why not go to the park on foot? It isn't very far from here.
Oh, no, Bill. But it isn't very interesting to walk through the street. In fact, it's very boring. So I always take a number 3 bus to go to the park.
Dialogue 2. You are asking a lot of questions tonight. Now listen to the dialogue.
Maybe since you left me, there's somebody.
Hello, Mrs. Taylor. Can you help me? I'm doing my homework and I can't understand this word.
Which one? Oh, that is difficult. I can't help you right away. I'm watching something on TV.
Oh? What are you watching?
I'm watching a cowboy film.
Can Mr. Taylor help me?
No, he can't now, Paul. He's reading.
What is he reading?
He's reading a magazine.
What about Kate?
Oh, she can't help you either. She's making a phone call now.
Oh? Who's she calling?
She's calling her boyfriend. You're asking a lot of questions tonight, Paul.
Am I? Well, I'm practicing my English.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the table with the information you've got from the tape.
Maybe since you left me, there's somebody.
Hello, Mrs. Taylor. Can you help me? I'm doing my homework and I can't understand this word.
Which one? Oh, that is difficult. I can't help you right away. I'm watching something on TV.
Oh? What are you watching?
I'm watching a cowboy film.
Can Mr. Taylor help me?
No, he can't now, Paul. He's reading.
What is he reading?
He's reading a magazine.
What about Kate?
Oh, she can't help you either. She's making a phone call now.
Oh? Who's she calling?
She's calling her boyfriend. You're asking a lot of questions tonight, Paul.
Am I? Well, I'm practicing my English.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and choose the best answer to each of the following questions.
Maybe since you left me, there's somebody.
Hello, Mrs. Taylor. Can you help me? I'm doing my homework and I can't understand this word.
Which one? Oh, that is difficult. I can't help you right away. I'm watching something on TV.
Oh? What are you watching?
I'm watching a cowboy film.
Can Mr. Taylor help me?
No. He can't now, Paul. He's reading.
What is he reading?
He's reading a magazine.
What about Kate?
Oh, she can't help you either. She's making a phone call now.
Oh? Who's she calling?
She's calling her boyfriend. You're asking a lot of questions tonight, Paul.
Am I? Well, I'm practicing my English.
This is the end of Lesson 5.